This week on Video Death Loop. Plus, it's a dawn of a new era.
That's the main thing.
Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host and the reason for the season, as you all know, Aaron Littleton.
It's true. It's me. I'm here. Everyone, the winter holidays are all about me this year.
Mm-hmm. We established that pretty early on. Like, we all made, like, the entire universe, actually, was just like, you know what? Aaron Littleton's the reason for the season this year, and we're like, it's all about you. It's all about, like, all the lights are like the wreaths and the snowman, yep. And the little holiday specials on NBC. They're all for you.
It's got, like, everybody's got big A's on them. It's like a real it's a crossover, really. My name, Aaron, starts with an A. Mm-hmm. It's Christmas. It's the Scarlet Letter. It's all happening sort of in Victorian times. Don't quote me on that. I don't know when the Scarlet Letter was set.
It was like revolutionary, like the late colonialism kind of thing going on.
Yeah, but that's Victorian times, right?
Yeah, like it's really funny when you are right. But when I think of Victorian times, I always think about, like, England and people being proper and, like, in, like, like, whatever they're wearing over there. Meanwhile, in America, we're just like, mud is good this year.
Yeah, let's eat more raccoons. I want to make a hat, so I need to get down to eating some raccoons.
I hope we have enough bullets this year.
it's not totally unlike the infamous post about cowboys being Meiji era itinerant warrior.
Oh. you're not wrong. You're not wrong on that.
Yeah, so it's like it's a Victorian, maybe. When I think of the Victorian era, I think 1700s. I think, yeah. Like 1700s to 1800s, like early, yeah. 1800s. That's what I think. I'm not confident that's it. Could be later. I don't know when Queen Victoria lived. I don't know who Queen Victoria is. She was a queen. Her name was Victoria. What else did she do? Beats the shit out of me.
She was, you know, in England.
She was she, John, was she the Queen of England or was she the Queen of the United Kingdom? See, you don't.
Yeah,
right.
No, I, you know what? I can't. Like, I. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I back away from the British alleyway that I stumbled into at this point here, trying to correct myself.
Yeah, I don't. Let's see, Queen Victoria. She was. Holy shit, dude.
Okay.
If the Victorian era is the same as when Queen Victoria was alive, it is not in the 1700s. Not at all. Like, she lived on up into the 1900s.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, a little bit later then, maybe like mid 1800s, kind of like start 1820s to like 18, like, let's say 70, 80, or, you know, give that good long span.
So, the Victorian era, officially, according to Wikipedia, which is official as far as I'm concerned, because I sure don't know any better.
Did they ask you for donations? They probably did.
They really want me to give them $2.75, because I binged it and I ended up here, and they want $2.75. Mm-hmm. Which seems really specific, but I don't know. I'm not keeping Wikipedia running. I'm just using its content to produce other content. Yes. The Victorian era, officially, John.
Okay.
1837 to 1901.
Why 1837? That's specific.
I think that's when she was born. I think, okay. Like, when she literally, yes. That's her reign. Her reign. Okay. Not when she was born. It wasn't like, hey, this kid just got born. We're naming the next era after her. She better do some shit.
The town crier just goes out into the hall. It's like, and just like, it's like, holy shit, everybody. It's a new era.
This, we've randomly assigned it to this wood baby. She's not royal. She's nothing. She was born in a gutter, but we're naming the era after her to put undue pressure on her to force her to succeed. And that's our that's our gift to her.
Better not fuck it up, baby.
Better, yeah, take that, baby.
just like get on with life. Everyone knows it's you.
Yeah. Yeah, and she turned it around real quick because she was born in 1819, started her reign 1837. Okay, 17 or 18 years old. I don't know when her reign started, her birthday. Oh, no, she just turned 18. She just turned 18. So like, she basically became an adult and took over the United Kingdom. And what the fuck have you been doing for the last 40 years, John?
Man, when I turned 18, I barely got into college. I feel lucky that I got that far. It's like if someone was like, "Hey, why don't you just like go be king of a country afterwards?" Like, I'm like, "No, I got student loans now."
Also, they didn't name an era after you, right? Like, if we were still living in the John era, which we're not,
we could be though.
We could be. If they did that, if they picked you, if you were their special baby, that they were just randomly assigned the era after. It's like, the next. It's the next baby in our scenario. It's the next baby born immediately after the previous era namesake dies.
Okay,
right. So like they just start a clock.
Are they like? Is there like any baby in the country? Like say when Queen Victoria passes away, and they're just looking for like, okay, first baby that is born that was reported born. That's a new era baby. That's our era baby.
New era baby. Yeah, they get no other special considerations except the era is named after them, and everyone knows it. Everyone knows it.
Yeah, you get it's a little bit of a head start because you at least guaranteed, at least now, you would get a blurb on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Like, you would have your name on there, so people would be like, on the baby eras on Wikipedia. You would show up there among the list there, and maybe like some things you did, like even if you did like very minute things in your life, it would be like just basically like walked across a bridge every day or something.
Yeah. The somehow there's some people that can just do normal shit and end up on Wikipedia, and we have to learn about their normal shit that they did because they're somehow special enough. They've got an era named after them. Yeah. Other people, they have to do special things to get on Wikipedia, and you only learn about their special things on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Who still wants 275? I cannot close that pop up enough.
Oh, it's just,
and Queen Victoria
up.
Is one of the former. We just have to know about everything that she did. But in the John era, I mean, I guess if you're asking, is it any baby in the country? I'm gonna have to say it may expand beyond the country, right? Because you were not born in the United Kingdom. You were born. Presumably, you were born in a country that sort of is an offshoot of the United Kingdom.
I mean, that doesn't narrow it down to the slightest.
Hey, we've got it's kind of like what the Man Booker Prize or the Booker Prize. Mm-hmm. It's like it's got to be a novel written in a country that was formerly part of the British Empire.
Yeah.
And it's the era baby is the same way. But you can identify the era baby, but you have to wait because you have to let the parents name the baby without knowing that it's the era baby. Because you will 100% end up with the Doritos Flamin' Hot era. if you
If the executives are just waiting, the promoters in the just background.
John's about to die. It's the year 2096. John is on his deathbed. We've got a contract ready to go in every birthing ward in every hospital in the entire former British Empire's territory. And we're ready to have the Arab baby's parents sign it and name their children the Doritos Flamin' Hot Baby. So that's also the name of the era for the next fucking 80 years.
Yeah, you're just waiting, they're just waiting for Monster Energy Littleton to come show up.
Exactly. I mean, it's probably not just Doritos that would be on this, right? Like, it would be Monster, Doritos, League of Legends would be in there somehow.
You could have as many middle names as you're allowed to have legally.
It's got to be the first name, though, right? It just kind of has to.
Most effective. I mean, that's no one remembers locally we have the Foods. Everyone remembers Thompson Bowling Arena because that's what it's been named for a while. But now it's the Food City Center or something, and that's what they insist on calling it, and that's what you're forced to call it there. So the Food City Center, the Food City Hearst.
Well, also I would say that the era baby's name, the name of the era cannot be changed sort of post era. Right. No. Because even if the kid grows up and he's like, well, I'm the era, I get to rename the era when I rename your myself. No, sorry, kid. That's not how it works. Your parents must pick a random name, or we must take precautions to make sure your parents pick a random name and do not know that you're the era baby.
That's really hard, though, because you're probably as the kid's getting birth, you're aware of people are aware of the world news
John has recently died from too much Flamin' Hot Doritos.
They're delicious. What can I say? I can't stop eating them. That's probably why I am going to die. The nurse is it could be the era baby. The era baby's coming.
It's coming. It's the baby. It's one of these babies being born right now.
Oh, what happens if two babies are born at the same time?
Baby fight. You just got to make them fight it out. You give those
just
babies
out of the womb.
You tape knives to the baby's heads and you throw them in the same crib and you let them just crawl around.
You know how when babies they instinctively you put your finger in their tiny little palm and they instinctively try to grab it. It's like that, but with knives.
Yep. I mean, you got it. Babies are going to have to evolve some level of instinct to deal with the combat possibly necessary as a newborn to determine the era baby's name. That's maybe too dark for me. I think maybe it's just got to be a doubled up baby. Or, I mean, really, we've got to have time. If we're going to do this, we probably have to have sort of official timekeepers with incredibly precise chronometers in every birthing ward, head immediately next to that birthing canal watching for the last bit of the baby to come out and
beat internet time in there
potentially atomic clocks. We're going to need incredibly precise instruments. Yeah. I think I'm back in that we can only have one name. It can't be a joint baby, right? The Joan John era. It's got to be one or the other.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to go to Prime Energy Drink Johnson, out there, and only them at that point. Otherwise, you're just going to dilute the brand, and not only dilute the brand, dilute the energy in there.
Yeah,
Yeah, you can't have it. But I have a video for you, Aaron.
Oh, excellent.
That's the reason why I brought you on the show as the host this week.
Yep.
And you have no idea what it is.
I do not.
But I do. And I'm going to say that this video is pretty early on in the spectrum of internet media streaming content things.
Okay.
In here. 2006, before we begin. There's no sound at the very beginning, so don't be surprised. I know the audience at home can't hear it anyway on there, but I know it, nothing's wrong with your speakers on it. But okay. It begins silent. It begins like that. The content begins precisely like that. But we're going to watch it together in 3, 2, 1.
Okay. We have, looks like a homemade Best Buy video. We're looking at a Best Buy. A man
looking up at the Best Buy.
Walking, he's looking at the Best Buy. He's flipping it off.
Yeah.
He's starting getting some music.
Got kicking in with that 2000s era Rammstein going on, and he walks away.
Just walks away.
That's the entire thing.
That's the end. Oh, wait. Or it did just loop. Yes, okay.
It did loop here.
Ooh, boy, John. Yeah. What is this? Do you have any context for this?
I'm just going to say the YouTube algorithm. I know, Aaron, we look at a lot of weird videos for Video Death Loop.
We sure do.
In terms of our research and everything. And all that. And I know that my algorithm is entirely fucked. I don't know about yours.
Yeah, no, it's a constant stream of just the weirdest things imaginable. But I wish it was this.
Yeah,
I wish I got these kinds of classics.
It's what happens is like just you see a video called Best Buy. It's like, oh, I'm going to click on that because it looks like what is ever happening there. And then you watch it and then it's like, yeah, okay. Hell yeah, guy flipping off the Best Buy and walking away. I appreciate you. I'm going to show it to Aaron later.
I guess what I wonder, as we get further away, was this video from the year 2006, or are we just guessing on that?
It is from January 7th, 2006.
It was uploaded on January 7th. So it's probably got to be one of the very early YouTube video, because I don't remember the date YouTube launched. I know we watched on the show, we have watched the first YouTube video ever.
That's true.
In the past. But this can't be too far after that. But I guess I wonder a little bit, is there more context to this that the intervening 18 years have like washed away, or must we take this video at entirely face value?
That's a great question, Aaron. I would say, like, first of all, if there was additional context here, in the initial on the video that we have here, the only description text, which was an original feature for YouTube back in 2006 as well.
Was or was not?
Well, it was. It was. But the text, all it says is Best Bought.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're showing them. Shows you, Best Buy. And he's like, he's nodding his head, like he's like, yeah, I agree with what I'm doing. It's like, he is making a stand. He's making a statement towards consumerism that reverberates to 2024 today.
I mean, I feel good watching this. I feel incredibly positive, and I don't know if it's just this like early internet video vibe, or if I just appreciate what's happening. Or if it's all of it.
It could be all of it.
It could be. How earnest is this, do you think? Let's ask this in a different question.
Okay.
How earnest is it? Do you think this man is actually mad at Best Buy? Or do you think that he thought it would be... Okay, did he just think it would be funny to flip Best Buy off and then walk away with this, like... shitty new metal music playing
with the
did he think this would be badass and cool and funny, or did he, or is he like sort of like working on some level of irony? Because it feels like 2006 is still is a year steeped in irony. I don't know that I actually experienced any genuine feelings until about 2011.
I mean, there was there was definitely the irony era, not named after a baby, but just after we loved ironic things and being very sarcastic towards one another during the early 2000s on there. So I do think there is a hint of irony in here. I do agree with you on that. But I do think there is a source of truth and honesty in this video that we have yet to explore. For example, the kid, he's rising up. There are multiple camera angles pointing to, like, as he's walking up to it. They only have one camera. Let's be honest here.
Not have a lot of coverage on this.
Yeah. They have to have flipped off this Best Buy multiple times in the process to get all these different angles here. And there's just a level of honesty. Even if you're being ironic and funny and sarcastic about it there, you got to be like, you got to feel deep in your soul that just, yeah, fuck Best Buy.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them.
At the same time, though, he is awfully far away from the Best Buy.
Yeah, it comes off as he's a little scared. He's a little scared of Best Buy security. That's for sure.
He's like, I was like, you know what? I do see those security cameras up near the lights up there in the parking spots there. I don't want to get caught on camera doing this.
It's definitely a Best Buy that is part of a larger shopping center. You know, I can see some other build. I see a Lowe's in the background on some of the reverse shots, and I almost wonder if he didn't look over and he's like, okay, so the Office Depot is sort of closer to where I am here, which makes this really Office Depot territory, so I'm sort of legally safe, like the old 1970s idea that you just got to run to the next county to get away from the cops because they can't cross jurisdictions. Like, yeah, I'm in Office Depot's jurisdiction over here. Best Buy can't do shit to me. Yeah, I can flip them off all day.
Yeah, Office Depot's on my side on this.
Well, I guess he just assumes Office Depot is neutral party. He's like the Switzerland of big box stores. I mean, I have a hard time imagining Office Depot taking a stand on just about anything.
When's the last time you've been to an Office Depot? Honest question.
It's a good question. It's a real, because there's also Office Max, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's Staples too.
Yeah.
And I feel like some of those are non-existent at this point.
I think they're all around, but I think that regardless of which one you're in, you probably think you're in the other one. Like, you probably have entered like an Office Max thinking you're in Office Depot and vice versa. I guarantee I have.
I went to an Office store within the last year or two because I was near it and I needed something. That's a terrible story. But
good stuff.
I was entranced to go with. I needed something else. But the thing that really sealed the deal, I really didn't want to go into. I don't want to go into any store. I've decided I hate being in stores now. They're just not places I want to be.
You feel like this guy. You're flipping off the any store.
I'm going to the next store. I'm going over to the Lowe's parking lot. I'm flipping off Lowe's. I'm going over to the Office Depot. I'm flipping them off. I'm finding the Dollar Tree around the corner. I'm flipping them off.
I kind of look forward to going into Home Depot nowadays. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I know. It does sort of happen when you get older.
I was looking at lighting stuff the other day. I need some new lights for the tracking. Anyway, go on.
So I went into an Office store. I can't tell you which. And I said to myself, I'm going to buy pens, ink pens.
Okay.
Because I had no more pens. Like, somehow all of the free pens that I had got or stolen or just carried off with me absentmindedly through the years, they were gone. I had no way to make a mark inside of my house. Like, there were none. And I'm like, I guess I have to buy pens? I don't even know where you do that, because I don't know if I've bought a pen since I was in college. But I went and I bought a box of pins, and I'm still riding that high. I'm still living large because I bought fucking pins. It's not just whatever vendor I'm dealing with at work gave me a pin, and I just kind of have to deal with that pin because that's my pin for the next 3 months or whatever.
You get those gel pins? Is that what you got?
Oh, man, I bought some good ones. I bought some good fucking pins. I'm not even going to lie to you. They're great. I don't know that they're gel. They might be. You think about a gel pen. There's something good about a gel pen. I've got one here. I got a Uniball Signo.
Yeah, the right's Signo good.
207. It's got a grip on it. It's got a rubberized grip. I can hold on to it. It's got a real good clicky. I mean, we're clicking. We're clicking with this one, baby.
That click doesn't go away either. It keeps on going.
Nope. I mean, I'm not one of those sickos that likes fountain pens, but, you know, you so rarely get to write with a pen now that it's good to have, like, a good pen. I mean, if you're only going to do things every now and again, you might as well make the most of it. You can't be rolling with, like, a standard Bic ballpoint. Like, what are you even doing? Like, what are you even doing with your life?
Yeah, go back to your laptop and type in notepad.exe at that point.
Type into notepad.exe. Is this Best Buy video sincere?
It will answer for you.
I guess, but there's a part of me that wonders what he's mad about. Like, what are you mad about with Best Buy in 2006? Because in 2006, Best Buy was kind of the shit.
It was pretty good overall.
It was a good stop.
In terms of bullshit electronics, you had it all. You had DVDs, you had CDs, you probably had some Nintendo 64 games on clearance still at that point. So still pretty good around. Yeah.
2006 is like the launch of like the 360. I mean, you were starting to have the inklings of like digital distribution in the entertainment market space. But it was just like this kind of funny little up and comer. Like who would like buy a game on the internet when you could go to Best Buy? And maybe that's what that guy did. Like maybe he went and he bought like a twin stick shooter off of Xbox Live, and he's like, fuck it, I'm never buying a physical media again.
He looked over, it's like, you know what, I fucking love Geometry Wars. I'm just gonna go in, you know, fuck physical media, not gonna preserve any of that shit, don't need that in my life. I'm only gonna depend on corporate consumer storefronts.
They'll never let me down, unlike Best Buy.
Microsoft points are the future.
I'm going to Bing everything I want from now on.
And I'm going to get rewards for it and get more Microsoft points. He also disappears behind that truck at the very end.
He turns. It's like the one sort of flaw in this video, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he just kept walking straight and we just got a hard cut, like mid-step. Because there's definitely an extended cut of this where this guy gets in that green truck and drives away, which is terrible. Which is a terrible version of this video. Yeah. And I wish we weren't even the way he's going really makes me think that's going to be what he's gonna do next.
What
after
if he
taking
walks,
such a bold step? I just would rather him walk away.
What if he just walks straight over to the Lowe's that's across the street and just like you just see a tiny little silhouette of him flipping off the Lowe's as well.
He's like, I went into the future, listened to this podcast about this guy who said he hates all stores, and it's really encouraged me.
I really believe in that statement that I made at 2006. There's also a good part at the very beginning where a car is trying to park. And it's failing very badly.
It's got to be the cleanest shot they got of that aisle. Like, you know, they were unhappy with it, but there was just no other time they could get this aisle where there were no cars in it.
And that car just like they have a straight shot into the It's like the American parking system is very bad at this point anyway, but this is a particular, like, they have a straight shot into whatever they're parking in. They're like, nope, nope, it's not straight enough.
We've got to back up. What a nightmare. Just the thought that you're like, you're just having some trouble parking something. You turn too early or too late or too something. And meanwhile, some kid in the background is like making some like historical piece of pop culture media that means nothing, but just its placement in time somehow makes it important. And for the rest of time, people are observing your car like, man, that guy was bad at parking. It's your one contribution, your one chance to make a contribution to culture as a whole, and it's doing a bad job at parking. You live your whole life and you die and you never do anything notable except one time you kind of parked badly, and now students 500 years in the future are writing essays about how bad you park.
They read about it on the John Arrow Wikipedia page and they see that like a Honda Civic once parked really badly in front of this Best Buy over wherever the fuck this video is filmed at. And like everyone notes just how bad, like in particular, it's just a footnote in history. It's a literal footnote in history saying like the car parked, stopped abruptly and reversed back to try to recorrect its space that it already had a perfect spot in.
Remember how we said there on Wikipedia, some people have to do notable things to get on Wikipedia. Other people just happen to be notable for something else in their very mundane things become an important piece. And that's what this person is. Without a doubt, that's what this person is.
Do you think they saw, like, the car is parked later on when they, as they're approaching and they flip it off. Do you think they saw the person with the camcorder? Because this is a two-person job in there.
Yeah,
to flip
it's
off
two
this.
People. I mean, it's got just enough shaky cam to make me, like, believe that he did not set up a tripod.
Mm-hmm. Tripods are expensive. Humans are cheap.
Yeah. Your buddy will come. He doesn't have anything to do.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Era's not named after him. He's got nothing to prove.
You guys are hanging out anyway. It's like you're going to go to Hardee's afterwards.
Hell
it's a good
yeah.
time. You're not flipping off the Hardee's.
Carl's Hardee's has Jr., depending on where you are in the country.
Yeah. Still Hardee's. Same star, though.
The one restaurant, the one capitalistic establishment that this guy's okay with is Hardee's.
Oh, this was during that
Carl's
time.
Jr.
I think this was during that time where they started bringing out, like, it's like Hardee's was like, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to make some pretty decent burgers. And everyone's going to like them for a couple of years until we go really shitty with them.
Yeah, I mean, Hardee's, I don't know how they stay open. At breakfast has got to be it, right? Like, the only thing people know about Hardee's is breakfast.
Yeah.
When this guy shows up and flips off Hardee's and then the music starts playing, that's when you know Hardee's ends.
Do you think it's the same music for every establishment?
It's 100% the same music for every establishment. It does not matter what it is. He's like the harbinger of death to businesses. If this guy shows up, flips you off, the shitty band starts playing, you're dead.
Yeah,
you're
this
done.
Maybe
not tomorrow, but soon.
Yeah, and it's like when he just walks up the grand openings of new businesses and Fryer Fry by Rammstein starts playing as he flips you off. just it's like, oh shit, we gotta close it down. It's too late. See if we can get the loan back from the bank. We apologize immediately.
The flip off kid showed up.
He's real.
Flip off kid. He's real. That's such a good line. He's not just on YouTube.
He does this like the thing that makes me think they're the honesty part of it and not just being ironic and sarcastic about it is there is a realness to that nod he makes. It's like, yeah. He like for even the minute second that he does that, he's just like, yeah, you know what? This feels right. And that's why I think
good.
It's real. Yeah.
I mean, I could see the problem is this was also kind of the era when people started, I think, talking about like controversies and problems with retail stores online. And judging the fact that this guy was uploading things to YouTube in 2006 and his video is about an electronics retailer, I think there's a better than average chance that there was some like minor video game scuffle that we have no recollection of, despite living through it and maybe like probably even having opinions about it in 2006 that this guy is reacting to, right? Like the description for the video is best bought. Okay. Yeah. What if for some fucking, what if like Best Buy took some money from, I don't know, Microsoft to sell the Xbox 360 in the front of the store instead of in the back of the store with the PlayStations or something that this guy's super pissed about. He's like, how dare you, the store whose purpose is to make money, how dare you value one brand over another?
The thing I remember from this era is, and we were like, if you looked at the internet and like blogs, because the blogosphere was a thing at this time.
Yes.
People argued a lot about SKUs of different consoles and games and stuff like that. And they wanted to like blame big box retailers. So maybe, just maybe, there is something to that.
Yeah, this guy's mad that like his preferred Soul Calibur 3 bonus character is here instead of at Walmart or something.
Yeah, didn't get the dancer archetype in his version of the game for some reason.
Yeah, it's like I wanted Yoda.
I didn't want Darth Vader.
So fuck you.
I'm tapping. It was perfect. You guys can't watch the video at the same time, but it was like perfectly timed as the guy was flipping off at that point.
Oh, I feel it. That guy. I wonder what he's doing these days.
You know, I hope he's doing well. I hope, you know, whatever. Maybe he still has the same truck to this day. That the same.
Presumably, he's getting in that truck. The other option is he was like, I want people to think I have a cool truck. And so he started filming like he was going to get in the truck, but did not.
Oh, maybe it was like, I need to really impress someone and show them that I have a cool truck or something. And it's like, what if I just act like I'm going into the cool truck, but I don't actually get in it instead of walking right away? That way I don't have to show that, like, I don't have to show anything that I own a cool truck. But at one point I did own a cool truck.
The implication is that cool trucks are all around me and that one of them is mine.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a good video, John. I applaud your choice. I liked that.
Yeah. Best Buy. People flipping off Best Buy. Long standing tradition of the internet.
Yep. At least once.
At least once. And, it's one of those things like, There's some, maybe like, it was one of the first videos on YouTube, admittedly. So maybe it's like, what if we add a little bit of artistic flair there? What if we do multiple camera angles in there into the flip off there, just to show them that we're serious on the internet? We can get that. We can get ourselves an Oscar for this.
We're
eventually
adults.
We are adults, and we hate consumerism. Except when it applies to my Xbox account. Well, that was another episode of Video Death Loop. Aaron, how do you feel about this choice? This all around, like, pretty good. Pretty
I was
good?
Happy. I was generally happy. I enjoyed coming up with a scenario where babies fought each other with knives taped to their heads, and I liked watching a edgelord kid from 2006 flipping off Best Buy because of some slight that has been lost to the world. I'm very happy leaving this episode.
Excellent.
A plus feelings. The feelings are good.
Okay, cool. We'll relay that back to the investors on that as we go into the Christmas season, kind of going on further. You know, like, let them know that the work is going well. The work is proceeding as planned.
Okay. Let them know. We want those stock prices up.
Yeah, definitely. Content equals stock prices equals going up at this point. It's a, yep. it's a, you know, just a transitive property on there. Just like goes identity property on there. Just goes one into one. Like it's a perfect formula. you can find us on if you found us on your own. Congratulations! I don't know how you found us, but you found us. Good job. If a friend told you, hey, great job, friend. You did great. We really appreciate you bringing it out. Tell another friend with the word of mouth about Video Death Loop, about everything that we do here. Like and subscribe to us on the various whatever platform that you found our podcast in. There you go.
I mean, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to elaborate. That's just the main thing.
Yeah.
You can cut that out of this episode, splice it in, and just me going, that's the main thing.
just tie that in. Like the funny part is like you edit the episode, so you can just edit that wherever you want to at this point.
It's the main thing.
Yeah. But yeah. Rate us 1-2 mini stars on your favorite podcasting platform of choice. I know the Spotify Wrapped has started to happen. I don't know if they have for podcasters yet, and I haven't taken a look at that. So I don't know. Maybe we'll take a look at that after the episode. Try to see what Spotify can try to sell us from that. Yeah. And maybe we flip them off.
It's not for us, but yeah, Rammstein starts playing. It's fucking awesome.
Rammstein from Spotify starts immediately playing as soon as we bring our middle finger digits up. They know us too well. Shit. Aaron, do you have anything else that you want to say before we go off?
Have a great week.
Yeah. Bye.